It is no exaggeration to say that by all accounts, he was a truly great ambassador to Japan. He was always tough in defending U.S. interests, and yet at the same time was deeply respected and revered by the Japanese, as was Joan for her contributions to Japanese art and culture. He never went native, and he never developed the disease I have found in the State Department to be quite incurable, and that is clientitis. I was honored to be with Fritz and Joan at their residence last year in Tokyo. He made significant contributions in the trade area during his tenure, when over 20 trade agreements were negotiated to open markets in Japan to our goods, although he joked to me that you can't sell a potato chip in Japan without pressure. But his most important contributions during that 3.5-year period were in the security area, negotiating a new security relationship for the 21st century with our most important Asian ally, while diffusing tensions over the awful Okinawa rape case with remarkable sensitivity. There is a very special bond among the Carter people that we've all experienced again today. Nice people, capable people, caring people, who never drew knives at each other, even in the most difficult of times. This was a great tribute to President Carter. But Fritz Mondale and his entire staff came out of the same mold, and they became part of that same family. It's an honor to finally get the chance to tell you, Mr. Vice President, how much you've meant to us, how much you meant to the Carter presidency, how much you have meant to your country, and how much you have meant to creating a better world.